For the very, 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 very last time in 2021, a very good afternoon, good evening, Sanbonani Dumelang, Amsheni Molweni, bonjour, from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are streaming us, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungu Simbela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. We are tired. Yeah, we are tired. We are we are podcast fatigued. But yeah, we still have to do it. It's one last one. We have to do it. And I'm not going to do it alone. I'm doing it ever beautiful, shining, glowing. Too many adjectives, so little time. Oskhumi, we're tired, ne?
Very tired. Even our tired is tired.
Yeah.
It's been a long year.
It's been a long year. Are you good though, still?
I'm good.
I'm great.
Final countdown now.
Yeah, we're counting hours.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird to say that. It's been a really, really crazy year, really, really eventful year. But I think we will be doing an injustice by not alerting you that you can still follow us even in the couple of hours left in the year. You can still follow us on our social media platforms where you can be highly interactive and engaging with us. We don't have any particular conversation. We are just throwbacking. We are reflecting on all the things that we have talked about this year, Oskhumi.
Yeah, it's a, what do they call it, a retrospective.
Yo, even the English is still working. Akfan.
Yeah, no, that one, yeah, no, it's still on point. You know, that one doesn't take leave. Yeah.
It is.
So we're going to look back on the year that was, from Jala and Kafka.
Let me tell you something, right? Off the bat, one of the things that stood out for me, I think, when we're in and out of COVID with variants but one of the things that stood out for me, I think maybe as a starting point, is the conversation around relationships and the role of the tradition aspect of it became very, very popular this year. Yeah. I remember we talked to Mkhulu Phumlani. In the first half of the year, we talked about ukuthwala.
Oh, yes.
We talked about just the length that people can go to secure love. And I think that, for me, sort of opened my eyes to say, really, the people who think that the underground gang or the submarine machine in terms of wanting a better relationship or wanting a better person still exists, also.
I think also, but we didn't cover this on the show, but also what came out for me this year was a lot of women coming out and saying, I am using Muti to get a man.
Yeah.
I am using Muti to, you know, to keep my man.
Yeah. Like,
there was a lot of it this year.
Yep.
Whether you read our paper, you're on social media, it was a lot. Like, Basadi be mikama
utu. You know what? I said it in the last episode when you thought I was throwing jabs and we were talking about what type of sex you prefer. And I could not fathom and could not, I was gobsmacked by the overwhelming response that females had on the show. But now that you say, every voice note that we've had, if you've played all the episodes that we've done throughout the course of the year, you would have picked up that a lot of females sort of stepped up. And I think you said it in one episode, that women now are sort of coming out of their shell and sort of saying that this is what
they're
we want.
Empowered.
Because this is what we want.
We're empowered and we're taking charge of our sexuality and we're no longer just waiting for you guys to make the first move. If I want sex, I want it. Why should I wait for somebody else to say, hey, Twara, do you want some? I want it. And if I don't want it, I don't want it. You know, we've taken charge of our sexuality, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
It was. I mean, that episode just showed that, you know, women knew what they want. And Dipara as well. We must shout out to Dipara as well. Throughout the episodes, we've been hearing this year that the para are doing the right thing. And Oskumi certified you in one of the episodes. He said you certified them and you said the para diabereka kere Oskumi. I must quote proper.
Oh my gosh, the things I say. Yeah, oh goodness. Yo, why are you reminding me of the things I say? Like why?
No, but it's just beautiful to see that, you know, sex tends to become a thing that we measure our relationship success with. And it was good to hear this year that, you know, there are people that are, whether you're into guys or girls, there are people that are really sexually liberated and sexually they're satisfied. And if you just go back to, I think it was our 52nd episode, where we talked about the different types of sexes, you just have to listen.
And it's amazing that it's mostly women.
Yeah.
You know, that for me is, it's beautiful.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, that now women are saying, listen here, this is the kind of sex that I want.
And we're not compromising.
They're not compromising.
Yeah.
You know, and it's unlike our parents' generation where you couldn't talk about sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people didn't need to know that you're even having it. You know, but now women are saying, yes, I'm having sex, and this is the kind of sex that I'm having.
Mm-hmm. But I also think it's keep lucky at Dr. Zenda as well. I think we must commend Dr. Zenda. We'll talk about JP in a bit, but we must talk about Dr. Zenda and what she brought to the platform. You know, if there's one thing that Dr. Zenda would always advocate for is that she'd call it yum, that's sex. She'd call it yum. And she would always then say, Jorge, this thing must be beneficial for all parties, everybody concerned. Yeah. It should not be benefiting from one end. But she always tried to make sure that to always equate the space as far as sex is concerned.
Yes, because it is something, you know, it has to be equal. It's not about just your needs or just my needs. It's about both our needs and having them fulfilled, you know, without making the other person feel some type of way. And I think we discussed a lot about that this year. We talked about not making your partner feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, because sex is so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't be something that's uncomfortable. It shouldn't be painful.
Yeah.
You know, once you start to feel some type of way before or during, stop.
There's something wrong.
Yeah, don't do it. No, there's something wrong. Yeah. Don't do it.
I remember.
You know, because it's not going to be a fulfilling experience.
Yeah. I remember that episode. Dr. Zenda said that it shouldn't be, right?
No, it shouldn't.
And we also tapped into a whole lot of psychological aspects to sex. And that is when JP comes in. We talked about the fear of sex.
Oh, yes. I remember that one.
Erectophobia. And for me, this year was a learning exercise for us because people think that whilst we introduce and curate everything, we learn with everybody.
Because I thought I knew all that there was to know about sex, but no. This year alone, I mean, we've been doing this for almost, a year and a half?
Yep.
But this year alone, my mind was blown and I realized, oh my goodness, I don't know nearly as much as I thought I did. There's more to sex than just taking your clothes off.
Exactly.
And then No. There's more to it.
Yeah.
And this year opened my eyes to realize what I'm lacking.
Yeah. And you know, the things that we think are aiko or it doesn't exist, we actually learned that. I mean, things like erectophobia and people who have fear for sex and fear for being naked and all those sort of things. These are real things. And we touched on it with Dr. Zenda, but also I think a lot of the psychological aspects of our conversation with JP really helped to sort of then have that conversation to say, guys, everything that we talk about does not necessarily, as Khumi would say, kidiroza body. It's not always about the body, but it's the mental. It's also the metaphysical, as they would say.
But also, what I liked was in all the conversations that we had, there were so many things that you sort of like know that feeling, or you know that act, but you didn't know what it was called.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So that for me was another thing that I liked. is that we now can put a name
to something.
To something like erectophobia.
Mm-hmm.
We know what that is. You can explain it, but you didn't know what it was called.
Genophobia, you name it.
Yeah.
It's been beautiful, actually. I think even the vocab, I think maybe we can publish a sex dictionary, I think. Just to school everybody.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah, just to school everybody in terms of what we've...
A book.
What we've learned. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we should definitely write a book.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah, hint, hint, nudge, nudge. That's what we're definitely going to be on about.
Write a book.
Yeah, definitely. But it's been a beautiful experience. I think we cannot talk about 2021 and not talk about the 50th episode. The milestone that we've reached, we never thought, I think, Oskom, even in our wildest, and even in this roller coaster, that the powers that be would say, guys, go on up until 50.
Yeah, I know, right?
I didn't think that it would.
Yeah, I thought it would be over very quickly.
Yeah, I thought it would sort of die down. The
yeah.
The euphoria would...
They didn't pull out. They didn't pull out.
We're glad.
And we are grateful for that.
Yeah, we're glad. We're glad.
Because now we can birth this baby now.
Yep.
Properly.
Yep. And we loved it. And we love it. And shout out again to the G Spot Lifestyle. We went to.
That was probably like my all time favorite episode of the year.
Yeah, because you got to.
I got to go to the happiest place on earth.
And got to
see all kinds of very, very beautiful things that can make me very, very happy.
And chances are, since it's festive, you probably invested in one or two of those things.
Of course. What are you taking me for? Of course I did. Come on now. Hello. Do you think all of this glow comes from just food alone and, you know, good skincare? No. Happiness all around.
Okay.
Yes. Happiness.
I see. A big shout out to the G-Spot Lifestyle. I think it opened our world to... Hence, I would always say, like, we think sex is just a physical thing.
And yeah.
There are so many layers and so many toys to it. And I think if you go onto our Facebook page, you're actually going to be able to watch the video that we did from the G-Spot Lifestyle. You actually then get to see all the goodies that we...
And you know what I also loved, because we did that episode, the video, and we've also spoken to the ladies, what could you spot before. And what has always amazed me about talking to them is how black people are no longer shy about walking into adult stores and buying whatever that they need.
Yeah, we're receptive now.
I love that so much for our
people. We're receptive. I mean, we did an episode where we talked to the developers of a love
of a dating site,
right?
Like, come on.
So it really shows you that we're moving, right? And we're evolving as a people.
Can I tell you that I tried the speed dating?
How was it?
It was an experience. Yeah, I didn't get lucky. I'm gonna try it again.
Oh, so you pulled out.
I pulled out. No. Well, I was there fishing, didn't catch anything.
Okay.
But it was an eye opener, and especially because it was done online.
Okay.
Yes. Just seeing how that whole process works, those girls are onto something.
Okay. All right.
Like from the comfort of your home, you don't have to, because I know some people don't like to take that step physically to just get out of the house, get dressed up, and go meet somebody new. In a little anxiety, it's about anxiety. But now this I got to do here in the comfort of my own home.
Yeah.
You know, I just had my glass of wine, made sure I looked cute and everything, you know. But it was an experience and a half.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
I'm definitely.
Well, I think, and I wouldn't be surprised because, I mean, for the first part of the year, we were sort of semi-locked down. We couldn't move much.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it probably even that phenomenon became prominent during that course of the year. Oskom, finally, before we say farewell to this year, your favorite episode and what is it that you're taking from 2021?
I don't have a specific.
Yeah.
Do I? I think I've got several.
Okay.
All the episodes with voice notes were my favorite because we got to hear from our listeners and, you know, what they like and what they don't like.
Yeah.
The G-Spot one, obviously. That was my favorite. Oh, and the one we did with Armstrong about the different sexes.
I'm having
a full-on groupie moment there.
I was having a full-on groupie moment. Your new friend.
Yeah, my new friend. So, yeah.
What are we taking from 2021?
Listen, I think for the past 2 years, ever since the pandemic started, relationships have been in the ICU.
Yeah.
Like, yo, relationships have been in the ICU. Mm. But what I've taken is that people are still open to love.
Yeah.
People are still open to exploring new things sexually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are still willing to take that step and to put themselves out there. That's what I took, and I love it. You know, that not everybody is sort of has given up and to say, you know what, because my relationship didn't work out, therefore I canceled. No. Mm. People are just out there.
And they're willing to make it work.
You know, I mean, it's wedding season now and all these people are getting married.
Make it twang twang one way,
yeah? Dude, that should tell you something. You know, yes, some relationships might have ended or suffered, but other people are still hanging on. You know, they're still saying, hey, we're going to do this and we're going to do this for life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
So, I love it for our people.
Hmm. Okay.
Your favorite episode.
Favorite episode must be your I will still favorite type of sex. We got to learn exactly how both side of the spectrum function, right?
Yeah.
We got to understand what is it that we like, and hence I said I kept referring earlier to Mapara. I was impressed, but also I was heartened, you know, and just think that, you know, there's hope that, you know, there are people who are sexually liberated and people who are just getting the sex that they need. But if there's something I took away from this year, is sex is fluid, everybody.
It's fluid.
I think, you know, the conversation now, I saw the Department of Home Affairs is having that conversation of whether when you fill in a form, when it says male or female, is it just enough?
It's not.
Yeah. So
yeah, because, and we're going to talk about this further in the new year, but also I think I'm still highlighted in the episode that we did with him that we identify differently.
Exactly.
You know, there's some people who are not happy with the pronouns
of female and
she. Yeah. You know, they prefer they and them, you know what I mean? And that should be reflected on all
forms,
not just government.
Every
institution and organization in the world should reflect that.
Yeah. So, and we've got a serious non-binary.
Yes.
Huge non-binary. You know, and
because we don't understand it doesn't mean we have
to.
It doesn't exist, and we have to discriminate against those people.
Exactly.
No, that's how they feel, and I mean, what's the point of having a democracy?
Exactly. And I think, as you said, that's a conversation that we are sort of spearheading and are looking forward to having in 2022. But once again, a huge, huge thank you to you, to everybody who has contributed to the over 70,000 listens that we're enjoying.
I know.
This small Anyana parliament is growing every single week.
Yeah.
And we want to thank each and every one of you. We must give a big, big shout out to this episode. We've got our man Dylan, who is making sure that we are on the videos and we are projecting the powers that be that allow us to be on this platform and share all that is when it comes to Mjolo and sex. And thank you to all our experts, doctors and JP Mueller, Amstel, who was a guest, and to all of your
and voices. All our traditional experts, we thank you.
Mkulu Pumlani, Koko Sanele, who recently, also the show became such a huge, huge, huge success. A big thank you to you all. God willing, next year we're going to do this bigger, better, and even more punchier as far as the conversations go. But before we leave, where can people be interacting with us? Also?
Oh, no, even in the new year, they can still find us on Facebook. We're still Daily Sun.
Yep.
They can tweet us. DailySundaysA, mm-hmm. or they can find us on www.dailysundaysa.za.
It's /Mjolo, and you can get to see this episode and many, many others. Once again, a big thank you to every single person who contributed to making 2021 a success. We are still in the pandemic, everybody. Please make sure that guys, Omicron sounds like
Omicron is showing us flames.
Guys, please make sure. If please make sure that you get vaccinated. Visit your nearest vaccination site if that is your thing. But if not, please make sure you're wearing a mask, you're sanitizing, you're social distancing, everybody. We need everybody, all of you. A couple of hours left of the year. We want you to really come with us, excuse the pun, into 2022.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. We are there, officially.
Yeah, yeah. And once again, as Oshumi would normally say in this part of the show, guys, if you are going to be entering 2022 with somebody else, please make sure that you are strapped. Please make sure that you are safe.
Yeah.
Condomize, everybody.
Yeah, we don't want to hear stories ka September.
I said, believe it. Oh, you're counting.
Yeah, I think January 31, they're going to be busy. And then, come September.
Okay.
So we don't want to hear stories, please.
Guys, please make sure. Please make sure that you... Guys, it is the festive season. Please make sure that you arrive alive, safe, responsible drinking, no drinking and driving. I said, believe it, everybody. Make sure we want to see all y'all.
Yeah, there's gonna be no driving. Yeah, that's why we're doing what we're doing right now.
Cause yes. Yeah, guys, wanna
cheers
see
to the new year. To the new year.
To the most significant month of the year. The most significant month of the year. But once again, everybody, if you're gonna see me in the streets, Masizoti, do know this one with the Christmas hat is Mlungi Simpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cop. Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And even in 2022, I'm still coming. See, I'll be still without an outro.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Always. Peace.